This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is excel in love. My scripture is Matthew 5, 43 through 48. My text is Matthew 5, 43 through 45, which states, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. See how it is clear by the command of the Lord Jesus, who teaches us a lesson. But I say unto you, I, who come to be the great peacemaker, the general reconciler, who loved you when you were strangers and enemies, I say, love your enemies. Matthew 5, 44, though men are ever so bad themselves and treat us as if we are of little value, yet that does not discharge us from the great debt we owe them of love to our kind, love to our kin. We cannot but find ourselves very prone to wish the hurt, or at least very coldly to desire the good of those that hate us and have been abusive to us. But that which is at the bottom of hereof is a root of bitterness, which must be plucked up, and a remnant of corrupt nature, which grace must conquer. It is the great duty of Christians to love their enemies. We cannot have complacency in one that is openly wicked and profane, nor put a confidence in one that we know to be deceitful. Nor are we to love all alike, but we must pay respect to the human nature, and so far honor all men. We must take notice with pleasure of that even in our enemies, which is admirable and commendable, ingenuousness, good temper, learning, and moral virtue, kindness to others, profession of religion, etc., and love that which they are our enemies, though they are our enemies. We must have a compassion for them and a goodwill toward them. We are here told, number one, that we must speak well of them. Bless them that curse you. When we speak to them, we must answer their revelings with courteous and kindly words, and not render railing for railing. Behind their backs, we must commend that in them which is commendable. And when we have said all the good we can of them, not be forward to say anything more. They in whose tongue is the law of kindness can give good words to those who give bad words to them. Number two, that we must do well to them. Do good to them that hate you, and that will be a better proof of love than good words. Be ready to do them all the real kindness that you can, and glad of an opportunity to do it in their bodies, estates, names, families, and especially to do good to their souls. Number three, we must pray for them. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. It is no good new thing for the most excellent saints to be hated and cursed and persecuted and despitefully used by wicked people. Christ himself was so treated that when at any time we meet with such usage, we have an opportunity to show our conformity both to the precept and to the example of Christ by praying for them who thus abuse us. If we cannot otherwise testify our love to them, yet this way we may without excessive display. And it is such a way as surely we do not hide under a false appearance. We must pray that God will forgive them, that they will never fare the worse for anything they have done against us, and that he would make them to be at peace with us. And this is one way of making them so. Mortgage rates plunge to lowest level in more than a year, by Brian Mina, CNN, August 8, 2024. Mortgage rates have steadily fallen over the past several weeks, since reaching a 2024 peak of 7.22% in early May. U.S. mortgage rates plummeted this week after weaker than expected employment data raised the odds of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates next month. It's a big step in the right direction for America's notoriously unaffordable housing market. The standard 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.47% this week, mortgage financing giant Freddie Mac said Thursday. That's down substantially from the last week's average of 6.73% and marks the lowest level since May 2023. This week's drop was the biggest since late December. Mortgage rates have steadily fallen over the past several weeks, since reaching a 2024 peak of 7.22% in early May. Rates are down from a two-decade high since late last year. The decline in mortgage rates does increase prospective home buyers' purchasing power and should begin to pique their interest in making a move, says Sam Crater, Marty Mac's chief economist, in a release. Additionally, this drop in rates is already providing some existing house owners the opportunity to refinance, with the refinance share of market mortgage applications reaching nearly 42%, the highest since March 2022. Affordability remains tough, but lower mortgage rates may help. Home prices are sky high nationwide, and demand for housing still outstrips supply, despite some steady improvement throughout this year. Purchasing a home is out of reach for many buyers, especially those with low incomes living in areas seeing fast price growth, such as New York, San Diego, and Las Vegas, according to data from S&P Global. The situation isn't any better for renters, a recent report from the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies showed. But borrowing costs are poised to drop further this year. An economist told CNN previously that the worst for the housing market may already be in the rear view mirror. Should you be worried about the stock market's recent slide? The U.S. economy remains fairly strong, and there's reason to be hopeful about America's ability to avoid a recession. Mortgage rates track the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury yield, which moves in anticipation of the Fed's decision on interest rates. Bond yields dropped precipitously last week after the government's latest job report showed that unemployment last month rose to its highest level since October 2021. Home buyers who were priced out a few months ago should recheck whether they can enter the home buying market if they have secure jobs, Lawrence Young, chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, saying in a No Friday when yields tumble. More houses are coming onto the market. A persistent undersupply of housing has exerted upward pressure on home prices in many markets across the country, but some relief is ahead. The housing market just reached an incredible milestone. Total housing inventory has increased every month this year so far, registering at 1.32 million units at the end of June, up 3.1% from May, and a stunning 23.4% higher from a year earlier. NAR figures show, but some metropolitan areas such as Tampa, Denver, and Minneapolis have seen a considerable pickup in residential construction over the past year, taking some steam out of housing costs in those places. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is soul satisfaction. The world's best-selling book, the Bible, teaches that a person is more than just a body. Each of us is a living soul. The Hebrew name for soul, nafshah, means living being, and the Greek name for soul, psuche, means to breathe. Our souls are created in the image of God, and God has implanted his own nature within us and given us the breath of life. Just as our bodies have specific characteristics and appetites, so do our souls. The characteristics of the soul include intelligence, emotions, and will. The human soul longs for peace, contentment, and happiness. Most of all, the soul has an appetite for God, a yearning to be reconciled to its Creator and to have fellowship with Him forever. In our world, we give most of our attention to satisfying the appetites of the body, like food, clothing, and security, and practically none to the soul. Consequently, we are one-dimensional. We become physically and materially large while remaining spiritually anemic. The soul demands as much attention as the body. It demands fellowship and communion with God. It demands worship, quietness, prayer, and meditation. Nothing but God ever completely satisfies because the soul was made for Him. Jesus said in Matthew, the 22nd chapter and 37th verse, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Please don't starve your soul, for what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and take action for your soul satisfaction.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you in